You're listening to SBS News.
Amazing Grace echoes off a narrow Montmartre street in Paris. Struggling with COVID-19 complications 2 months after falling ill, soprano Veronica Antonelli wants the impromptu performances from her second floor balcony to project hope. Days earlier, her doctor told her she had lung scarring that may last for months. Or maybe years.
I don't know how long it would take. They said many months, many years. They don't know. I've got the voice, but I need the motor. Because now I cannot sing my favorite arias, the ones that make me travel.
The virus that has infected over 4 million people around the world and killed more than 280,000 is so new that patients face considerable uncertainty about what they can expect in recovery and beyond. Dr. Jay Varkey is an infectious disease specialist at Emory University in Georgia in the United States. He says there's still a lot to learn.
So as a result of this COVID-19 pandemic, we will have a large group of survivors that have an array of complications that range from the respiratory system, so the lungs, to psychological issues related to recovering from an acute illness.
In support groups created on social media, survivors post complaints that read like a medical encyclopedia. Anxiety, heart palpitations, muscle aches, bluish toes. They don't know which ones are clearly related to the virus, but they suggest COVID-19 is not just a respiratory disease. Brandy Swayze from Maryland created a Facebook survivor group after developing COVID-19 pneumonia. A project manager for a home builder, she had two hospital stays in late March and early April. She has fatigue, insomnia, and a constant headache.
What I see from the group every day is people asking, did anyone else have this symptom? Is anyone having this? I'm 35 days past diagnosis and this is happening.
Alex Mello is a retired Marine from Maine. He became critically ill with COVID-19 and spent a few days on a ventilator for pneumonia, but also developed blood clots that threatened his heart and lungs. After 2 weeks in the hospital, he was sent home on blood thinners he must take for at least a few months. He worries how that will affect his work when he gets back to it. He's a survival instructor for a Department of Defense contractor.
Being on a blood thinner, I have to change my lifestyle, go slow in everything that I do. It's going to take months for my lungs to recover. I can't even run a mile right now, even though I used to run like 5-10 miles.
Reports from China suggest those with mild infections will recover 2 to 3 weeks after first showing symptoms. Dr. Varkey says for those with more serious infections, recovery may take 6 weeks. But recovery may take much longer for those with the most severe infections, including patients who spent time in intensive care, on ventilators or dialysis. Besides lung damage and fatigue, Veronica Antonelli has memory difficulties and a diminished sense of taste and smell, a common early symptom that lingers for many. Doctors say it's from the virus attacking nerves. Stuck at home, Antonelli says she sings at her balcony to bring happiness and thank health workers, grocers and other workers for their service during the pandemic. Some days, though, she's too tired to leave her bed. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.